This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We hope you'll stick around. We've got approximately one more hour of modern mainstream jazz for you. And we're going to continue our tribute to our highlight artist of the week, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax. This is a particular track was played by Scott on tenor sax and Bucky Pizzarello on acoustic rhythm guitar. There's no piano, bass, or drums, just the two of them, and this is from their album Remembering Zoot Sims, The Red Door. The Red Door was the door of a rehearsal hall that Zoot Sims and many, many jazz artists used to occupy as they did some jam sessions together before they would record. And so let's listen to Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Bucky Pizzarello on guitar, and this is a little thing written by Cy Oliver for Jimmy Lunceford in the Lunceford Big Band in the 40s, brought up to date by Scott Hamilton and Bucky Pizzarello, Dream of You.
Thank you.
Was a gorgeous rendition of a thing out of the old Jimmy Lunceford book written by Cy Oliver, and that was A Dream of You. Scott Hamilton on tenor sax and inimitable Bucky Pizzarelli on a guitar. Okay, now we're going to change the pace a little bit and do some straight-ahead hard bop with one of DuSable's finest, DuSable High School in Chicago, produced the great Johnny Griffin on tenor sax. And this is from his Blue Note album, introducing Johnny Griffin. And we have Johnny on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums doing Cole Porter's composition, It's All Right With Me. Thank you. It's All Right With Me by Cole Porter. And that was the burning tenor sax sounds of Johnny Griffin, a real up-tempo version of that particular tune, backed up by Wynton Kelly on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. That was by one of Chicago's finest, Johnny Griffin, on tenor sax. Now we're going to turn to our highlight, our Stardust of the Week, tenor sax man Scott Hamilton, and this is an interesting album that he recently cut called Swedish Ballads and More. And it's he does a Swedish folk song, and he does something written by Quincy Jones, like Stockholm Sweden, and various Swedish-oriented tunes. Now, this particular tune was written by someone I'm completely unfamiliar with, but it's a swing a little thing. It's written by one Ollie Lind. And Scott's backed up by Jesper Lundgaard on bass and Christian Leth on drums. And pay particular attention to the piano player, one of the finest piano players to come out of Sweden, Jan Lundgren. Let's listen to Swing in F.
Mm-hmm.
By Scott Hamilton on tenor sax from his album Swedish Ballads and More. Some fine tenor sax work there by Scott, and a highlight of that particular track was also the piano solo there by Swedes, one of Sweden's finest piano players, Jan Lundgren. Okay, we're going to turn now to something by the Dave Pell Octet. Dave Pell was the solo tenor saxman in the Les Brown Big Band. But on the side, he formed an octet, and he did a lot of recording with an octet that was comprised of a lot of people out of the Les Brown Band, including Don Fairquist on trumpet, Ray Sims on trombone. By the way, Ray was a brother of Zoot Sims, and had the great Andrew Previn on piano, and Irv Kruger on drums, and this is one of my favorite titles, and if you hear the lyrics, you get a chuckle out of it, but this is an instrumental version of a thing called Who Walks In When I Walk Out.
Thank you.
slightly tongue-in-cheek rendition of an offbeat little tune called Who Walks In When I Walk Out. So the lyrics are by a jealous lover who noticed that when he left the bar, somebody else came into the bar to meet his girlfriend. Who walks in when I walk out? That's Dave Pell Octet. Dave Pell was there on tenor sax. Dave Fagerquist was on trumpet. Ray Sims on trombone. Andre Preffin on piano from Dave Pell's Octet album, Love Story. Okay, we're going to turn now to a track by our featured artist, tenor sax man Scott Hamilton on this one. He's got co-billing with two other tenor sax men, Ken Popolsky and Spike Robinson, from their album Groovin' High. And on this particular track, we're going to do You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me.
Thank you.
the tenor sax tandem of our highlight artist of the week, Scott Hamilton, along with Ken Poplowski and Spike Robinson on tenor sax. You heard a nice little piano solo there by Gerald Wiggins. Guitar solo was by Howard Alden. That was from an album where they had co-billing, and it was called Groovin' High. Okay, now we're going to turn to one of my favorite sextets over down through the years, and that's the Whispering Tenor Man, Stan Getz, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. On this particular track, got a little different rhythm section. Steve Kuhn on piano, John Neves on bass, Roy Haynes on drums. This is from an album, Stan Getz, Brookmeyer, and this is George and Ira Gershwin's composition. Nice work if you can get it. Thank you. George and Iris Gershwin to the Great American Songbook. Nice work if you can get it. Done by Stan Getz on tenor sax and Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone. Nice little piano solo there by Steve Kuhn. Okay, we're going to turn now to an album we played earlier in the show, and that's Organic Duke. Obviously, the title is a play on words, and we have an organ player accompanying Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, and they're doing tunes that are all written by Duke Ellington or affiliated with Duke Ellington in some way. And this is one of my favorite little things that Duke wrote. Love You Madly. Thank you. Sax man Scott Hamilton from his album Organic Duke. Along with Scott, we had Mike LaDonie there on organ, and that was a beautiful little swinger that was written by Duke Ellington called Love You Madly. Well, we've been here with the Feeling of Jazz for a better part of 2 hours, bringing you what we think is some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, and we hope you enjoyed it, and you join us again next week. From about 8 to 10 on Sunday night. We're here every Sunday night. We hope you'll make a habit of joining us for some swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist of the week, tenor saxman Scott Hamilton. And this is something that was in the public domain in Sweden and has been revived by several jazz artists over the years. It's a traditional thing called Dear Old Stockholm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.